Yep.
All right, Peter, what's this new creative outlet that you have?
So I've been taking time to learn macrame, which is a 13th century Arabic like creative weaving technique, using knots to make bracelets or necklaces or patterns in general.
Oh, that's interesting. Why'd you pick that?
Well, my mom back in Vietnam, she had a business making these things, so she's already very well versed on the topic. We have some books at home on how to do it, and I can always turn to her to ask her for advice.
Oh, that sounds good. So other than the books and your mom, what other things are you doing to learn about this or like to develop your macrame skills?
Well, what I usually do is I choose one specific knot making technique and focus on making a piece out of that in order to better study it. So for example, I have this spiral type technique which uses two strands, and well, in the book itself, it says that you sort of separate the strands as you're weaving them to create two distinct lines. But I've tried experimenting with maybe interweaving them a couple of times. At first, I was a little bit worried about how it looked out because I interwove it by accident. And then I realized later, well, wait, this isn't how it's supposed to be. But then I thought, well, this actually looks pretty nice. And it's a great way of studying or better understanding, you know, how to twist the lines together.
So experimentation is also cool.
Yeah.
That's good. What kind of challenges have you encountered so far?
Well, as I'm doing it, I kind of want it to be perfect. So at one point I was doing this thing where I had, you know, two parallel strands for a couple of knots, but then overlapping strands for another like series of them. But they were supposed to be of identical lengths, but sometimes for some reason, I go and do too many lengths, and I only realize that later, so I have to unwind a lot of the bracelet, because I want the work to be perfect and not mediocre.
Okay, so this is challenging the perfectionism or whatever.
Yeah, the perfectionism.
All right, but you've had no trouble like getting new like patterns or materials to use or anything like that?
Not really. I mean, there's around 90 different types of knots at least that are existing and in the book, and then you can always invent new ones based off of that. And in terms of material, we have a lot of leftover stuff from my mom back in Vietnam, so that also isn't too big of an issue.
Oh, that's been good then. So what have you achieved so far? How has your macrame developed?
Well, at first I did one sort of gray bracelet with the very, like the most basic type of knotting, which is like a square knot type one. It's a very simple strand, but I think it looks pretty pleasing because it has this rectangular shape to it. After that, I tried to move on to a slightly wider variation, but that proved very difficult just because with the knotting, you just pull it as hard as you want, and the knots kind of fit in, and they're all identical. But with this one, you really need to be careful exactly when you pull on which strand, because then it just ends up looking uneven. Finally, I did two more, but these were like more complicated ones. I had to use three different strands and interweave those, and I got extremely annoyed because one side of it was a lot tighter than the other, probably because I'm right-handed and the left side is pulled a bit looser. And then the last one I did was this kind of DNA strand-like helical shape one.
Oh, cool. So you're getting quite a bracelet collection here. Are you giving them away or keeping them all for yourself? Or?
Well, the first one I gave to my mom, but she lost it. And she was very sad about losing it because it was unfortunate. The other ones, they kind of broke apart because there's this process that's pretty difficult where at the end of it, you need to burn the string's end in order to secure it properly. So you have to fray it up a little bit. And that part can be a little tricky and get undone.
Oh, okay. So in your plans for future macrame skills or whatever, maybe finishing off might be a skill you're focusing on?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's a big process to it. If you hold the flame on it directly for a long time, it melts and it turns black, which is not very pleasing aesthetically. So by gently like heating it up a little bit and molding it with your finger, which kind of hurts, but it's worth to keep that color combination.
Oh, okay. All right. And what are your, like, you have more bracelets to make, or what are your next project goals?
Well, I have a couple of knot ideas that I want to try that I saw in the book. Some are a lot more ambitious than others. So I'll have to work my way up through those. But I'll go with the basic knots at first. I'll look to see what my mom recommends, because she's been doing this for a while. So she knows the main three types of knots to make patterns.
Okay. So, but you're still not headed towards, like, making your own hammock or things like that?
No, not quite. Not quite. I need a lot of string for that and motivation.
Okay. All right. So what are your potential differences or difficulties for your bracelet empire to come?
Well, obviously, time is a little bit of a difficulty, because simpler bracelets, they can be made pretty fast, but they're not satisfying.
Okay.
Whereas, like, longer or more complicated patterns might not seem to take as much time. So I feel like I'll get very annoyed by mistakes that I make. So those are kind of the difficulties. Maybe also getting material, because we're kind of running out now.
Okay. Yeah, so maybe something to look for on your travels over the summer. It might be a small portable thing to take with you if you're traveling, right?
String is very lightweight, after all.
Excellent. All right, well, sounds good, and I hope you keep being creative.
Thank you.